Strata, you sure are a strange cucumber.
Hey.
Stop, get a room for the night. Exit 13 coming up, sign said creeps. Gas, food, lodging in a hospital. Out of state plates, that's probable cause. They'll stop you on the exit ramp, start making up the laws down in Creepsville. What you doing in Creepsville? Boy. Creepsville Motel, I was checking in. Went the room with the people, the clerk asked with a grin. Creepsville, clean sheets and a place to lay your head. Your head. There's a topless pawn shop next to a topless church, next to a topless casino. You can lose your shirt, Creepsville. Bottoms up at the topless club in Creepsville. Restrooms in Creepsville, there's nothing you should touch. Got to hold your breath, you got to use your shoes to flush. Creepsville, you're in a hurry to get in, but to get out, you're in a rush. Seen black-eyed children with a black-eyed mom, learning family values from the red-knuckle pile down in Creepsville. My gas in the morning, I was leaving town. Left my wallet at the filling station, and some guy flagged me down. He says, hey buddy, you forgot this. And when I opened it up, there was nothing missing. One good soul in Creepsville.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hello. Okay, that was...
Let's try this, all right. That was the B-52s and Good Stuff. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM, University of Richmond Radio. And this is DJ Strider, and you're listening to the Strange Cucumber Show.
The following program contains music or materials that some listeners... The following program contains music or materials that some listeners may find offensive. WDC apologizes and urges audience discretion.
You tried Proactiv?
Now that I have clearer skin, I'm one of those people that's like, I've got the secret, here's the secret, please take it.
So don't wait, be proactive. Call 1-800-543-6728. That's 1-800-543-6728.
I think I found you.
Friends, as you know, on Dragnet, we've always tried to emphasize the importance of facts. And when we talk to you about Chesterfield, we give you the facts. You heard the report George Fenneman read earlier. Nose, throat, and accessory organs not adversely affected by smoking Chesterfields. That's the first such report ever published about any cigarette. Remember that report and make Chesterfield your cigarette. Get them, regular or king size. Chesterfield, the best possible smoke. Much milder.
Tonight, millions of people will go to sleep lying on something like this. And what's the result? Insomnia rampant and back pain in epic proportions.
Which is why we're here to tell you about a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. At your command, it transforms on each side into the...
Tobacco has been one of man's basic pleasures for over 400 years. And the Chesterfields you smoke today are the best cigarettes ever made. When I say that,
in the same bed at the same time.
Now that we have the bed, we have one less thing to argue about. Because I got my soft bed, she's got her firm bed. It's clinical studies where 87% slept more soundly and 93% experienced relief from back pain.
Though it costs no more than ordinary beds.
Call now.
The Chesterfields you smoke today are the best cigarettes ever made. For the taste you want, the mildness you want, change to Chesterfield. They satisfy millions.
You're at the age where you don't get thrown by curveballs. This is the age of knowing how to get things done. So, why would you let something like erectile dysfunction get in your way? Isn't it time you talk to your doctor about Viagra? 20 million men already have.
If that's the game you're missing because of a mean cold, here's something you should know.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromoquinine. With every age comes responsibility. Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy. healthy enough for sex. Do not take Viagra if you take nitrates for chest pain, as it may cause an unsafe drop in blood pressure. Side effects may include headache, flushing, upset stomach, and abnormal vision. To avoid long-term injury, seek immediate medical help for an erection lasting more than 4 hours. Stop taking Viagra and call your doctor right away if you experience a sudden decrease or loss in vision or hearing. This is the age of taking action. Viagra. Talk to your doctor. See if America's most prescribed ED treatment is right for you.
The Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express is designed to be brilliant. It's the only charge card to earn triple points on airfare, double points on gas.
To think just what that means. Of course, it means many things. Our traditions of freedom, our democratic government, and our system of justice. But a fundamental part of the American way is our economic system. Our economic system is not perfect. That's a simple historical fact. But the American economic system has brought greater material means for happiness to more people than any other system the world has ever known. Especially in these critical times, all of us should work to defend and improve this system. And the best way to defend and improve our economic system is to learn how it works. You can get a free booklet explaining our economy by writing to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Just write to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City, and ask for your free copy of The Miracle of America. Now back to Tales of the Texas Rangers.
Is she banging?
Yeah, sure she is.
That wasn't really part of the deal.
Okay, I'll throw in another couple billion, all right?
I like money.
Okay, her pod's up here on the right. She shouldn't be too far away, I hope.
Girl. Oh, yeah?
In your name, that way 500 years later, it'll be worth billions. Billions!
Because
of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah.
How many billions?
Like 10.
Yeah, suck one. Time machine costs like 20.
Yeah, okay. 30, Friedel. $30 billion.
30 billion, so if you gave me 30 billion and the time machine is 20, what's the minus of 30 and 20?
It's 80, Friedel. It's $80 billion. That's a mighty big minus, isn't it?
Yeah. I like money, though.
Police, open the door! We're looking...
I'm a feller with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, well, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon that they hinder your health. You know, I've been smoking all of my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate making weight. But you gotta have another cigarette. Give the accordion player a cigarette, would you? Now at a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was a-doing me right. You know those kings and queens, they just kept on a-coming round. And I got a-full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying that money down. He'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. And we finally called and then he didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you gotta have another
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Strata, you sure are a strange cucumber.
You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM and streaming online, WDCE.org. This is DJ Strider, and you're listening to the Strange Cucumber Show. The number at the station here is 804-289-8790. And we just heard a selection from an album called Boom. And there's sort of, you might detect a sub-theme here. I'm going to take a minute to mention the occupation of Wall Street and an action that is actually looks like it's taking root all over the country. There are places all over the country that are where young people are sort of camping out. Well, actually, not just young people, but people of all different ages and socioeconomic and job status, etc., saying we've had enough. We've had enough of a wealthy and powerful few taking it out and soaking the rest of us while we all struggle. I mean, a great example is Bank of America that was bailed out with our tax money and turned around and used 75% of it to give big fat bonuses to the crooks or the clowns that were partly responsible for this current crisis. And now Bank of America wants to charge you $5 just for using your own debit card. So I think that sort of speaks for itself. So one of the pieces that I'll be playing tonight is by a group called Sidestep Complex from Connecticut. It's Liz Anaya and Dan Shields, and I've played them before on my show. They make some excellent stuff, and they've put something together just for or about the Wall Street occupation. So let's take a listen.
Watching them and gathering around. up and his posse was watching them and gathering around.
Someone once told me that the blues is the truth. And if it ain't true, then it ain't the blues. Wall Street gives me the blues. And there ain't no truth on Wall Street. So where is the truth? The truth is in what the demonstrators are trying to peg. Bring me, give me the truth.
We are awake. My name is Liz Anaya.
I go by Scatterbox.
Or Sidestep Complex.
You're awake.
All right, definitely relevant. Definitely contemporary and very interesting. I think that's good enough. I'm going to play it again later in the show. So that was Liz Anaya and Dan Shields, Scatterbox and Sidestep Complex, in honor of what I think is some real exciting and promising, genuine grassroots protest, which has been actually inspired by the Arab Spring, which I think is interesting and exciting. It's not the phony, plutocratic, funded, astroturf nonsense that we've seen so much of lately, but the real deal. And so I wish them and all similar protests across the country great success, because everybody on the planet can see what's wrong. The evidence is there. It's all clear. There's no confusion. This isn't too complex and complicated to figure out. The award-winning documentary Inside Job pretty much caught quite a bit of it on tape. It's there. The crooks are there. We should go after them. What about if we let out all of the nonviolent drug offenders and took these economic criminals and put them in their place? Might help with some of the overcrowding. And then maybe we could talk about raising taxes through revenues, taxation on other products we have yet to develop or indulge in. So just a few thoughts from DJ Strata. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM and streaming online, WDCE.org. DJ Strata and the Strange Cucumber Show.
My 12-year-old Jamil suffers from asthma. If he ever got the flu, it could threaten his life.
The flu can make some health conditions worse, such as asthma, diabetes, heart disease, or kidney disease. African Americans are at greater risk for some of these conditions.
I got my son vaccinated. I could never forgive myself if I put him at risk.
Get yourself and the ones you love vaccinated. Visit www.flu.gov to see if you're eligible for a free vaccine and to find a flu vaccine near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Department of Health and Human Services.
Krishna,
I ain't seen a live man in 2 months.
I am Bear Claw Chris Lapp, blood kin to the grizzler that bit Jim Bridger's ass. You are molesting my hunt.
And I am... Bear-
Underdog, under there, and...
Once there was a mountain man who couldn't write his name, yet he deserves a front row seat in history's hall of fame. He forgot more about the Indians than we will ever know. He spoke the language of the Sioux, the Blackfoot and the Crow.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. He spoke with General Custer and said, listen, yellow hair, the Sioux are a great nation, so treat them fair and square. Sit in on their war council, don't laugh away their pride. But Custer didn't listen, at Little Bighorn Custer died.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim. There are poems and there's legends that tell of Carson's fame. Yet compared to Jim Bridger, Kit was civilized and tame. These words are straight from Carson's lips if you place such store by him. If there's a man who knows this God-forsaken land, it's Jim.
Let's drink to old Jim Bridger, yes, lift your glasses high.
As long as there's a USA, don't let his memory die.
That he was making history never once occurred to him.
But I doubt if we'd have been here if it weren't for men like Jim.
Yeah, Jim Bridger was a native of Richmond, born here, and as the Johnny Horton song goes, couldn't write, but knew several Native American languages. I was finally able to send a successful tweet. I wanted to let the folks at the Wall Street Occupation know that I was playing some music that was composed for them, so I'm going to play that again, and I might play it one or two other times. Also play a few other good selection from Sidestep Complex. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM and WDCE.org streaming online. This is DJ Strider, and you're listening to The Strange Cucumber Show.
And his posse was a-watching them and gathering around.
someone told me that the blues is the truth, and if it ain't true, then it ain't the blues. Wall Street gives me the blues, and there ain't no truth on Wall Street, so where is the truth? In what the demonstrators are trying to say. Bring me, give me the truth.
We are awake. My name is Lizania.
I go by Scatterbox.
We're Sidestep Complex.
You're awake.
Was founded on the principle that James Madison explained in the Constitutional Convention, that the primary role of government is to protect property from the majority, and so it remains to a remarkable extent. Well, one of the most effective democratizing forces has always been the labor movement, labor unions. History on that is completely clear. In countries that have a strong labor movement, there is a very strong correlation with a real, live, functioning social contract that includes not only rights for working people, but for people who need help and protection, for the defenseless, for children, for women, for families, for people who need assistance generally. For the general public, in fact. And there's also a culture that goes along with it, a culture of solidarity and sympathy and mutual aid and support. In countries where unions are weak, like ours, we tend to find what's called tough love, as they call it these days, which means love for the privileged and tough for everybody else. We find what we might call, if we're honest, the really existing doctrine of free markets. That means market discipline for the poor and the defenseless, but plenty of protection and subsidy for those who really need it, the rich and the powerful. We find different psychological and cultural values, the ones that in fact were denounced by Adam Smith, whose motives were very much like those of the labor movement that developed later, and very much opposed to those of the people who distort his message and shamelessly use his name. We tend to find what he called the vile maxim of the masters of mankind, all for ourselves and nothing for anyone else, now reaching its sharpest expression in the Gingrich contract, to which the population is overwhelmingly opposed, incidentally, point by point, by overwhelming margins, if you look at public opinion polls. But in a country where democratic forms don't function, that's basically irrelevant. And they don't function in large part because we don't have a civil society with organized elements, unions being the central one, as they have been historically, that can be a countervailing force. And that's historically been the case. Here as elsewhere, unions have been a leading force, probably the leading force, for democracy and human rights. That's true here as well. That's exactly why such enormous efforts have been undertaken in the United States in a really relentless and very self-conscious class war to undermine and destroy them. It's been going on for a long time. It peaked in the Reagan years. In the Reagan years, the United States simply rescinded Article 23 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which, if you read it, guarantees elementary human rights of workers, including the right to form unions. And this is well known, outside the United States at least. So in 1991, the International Labor Organization in Geneva did something that it very rarely does. In fact, so rare I can't even think of another example. Namely, it condemned the leading industrial power, one of its paymasters, which it shrinks from doing almost always. The ILO condemned the United States for, in the case of Caterpillar Company, for hiring scabs, what they like to call permanent replacement workers. And the ILO called upon the United States to adhere to international labor standards. At that time, there were only two industrial countries that violated them. One was the United States, the other was South Africa.
Been listening to Noam Chomsky, MIT linguist, and I don't know if you call him a political activist, but certainly an astute and very well-prepared political commentator. From an album of lectures that he gave based on some interviews that were conducted by David Barsamian back in the 90s. And it's very interesting how relevant this album still is. You can find it online, listen to it for free, or download individual tracks from Amazon. But I very much encourage you to do that. His message is right on target for what's going on Wall Street and at cities all over the country. So let's hope that the real, genuine, non-plutocratic, unbankrolled, grubby, sweaty, dirty, love-filled, patriotic, occupation change, people getting fed up, this revolution inspired by the Arab Spring continues to grow. Maybe like that mushroom that Sylvia Plath describes in her poem. Let me see if I can find that for you. You're listening to WDCE 90.1 FM, DJ Strider's Strange Cucumber Show.
Right underneath our feet, and all we need to do is change the way. A lot of times things are right underneath our feet, and all we need to do is change the way we're thinking about them. A couple decades ago, we didn't even realize just how much natural gas was trapped in rocks thousands of feet below us. Technologies made it possible to safely unlock this clean and burning natural gas. These deposits can provide us with fuel for 100 years, providing energy security and economic growth all across this country.
So says ExxonMobil, but let's have another perspective.
Fracking is a form of natural gas drilling, an alternative to oil, because the oil caps fill and bring jobs to small towns. So everybody's willing, people turn on the lights, and the drill is making killing.
Water goes into the pipe into the ground. The pressure cranks fishes 7,000 feet down. The cracks release the gas that powers your town. That will frack, yeah, totally frack.
But there's more in the water than just H2O. Toxic chemicals help to make the fluid flow. With names like benzene and formaldehyde, you better keep a pull away from the water supply.
The drillers say the fishes are a mile below. The groundwater pumped into American homes, but don't tell it to the residents of Sublet Wayo. That water's frack. We're talking benzene.
What the frack is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water's on fire tonight.
So it all goes back to 2005. Bush said gas drillers didn't have to comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act before too long. It was fracked, they fracked until the break of dawn.
With the EPA out, it was in the States, but they didn't have the money to investigate. Sick people couldn't do fracking was to blame. All the while, water wells were rolling up in flames.
Cause it's hard to contain all the methane released. It can get into the air, it can get into the streams. It's a
Yeah, I guess we could trust those oil companies. I mean, shoot. ExxonMobil, Valdez, BP Gulf. That's nothing to worry about, right?
It could have been worse. Yeah, right. Tell that to all the people out of work. Tell it to the fish swimming in that gross brown water. Think they'll agree? Please. I live here. I see it every day. It makes me mad. And why shouldn't I be? This should have never happened. I'm mad that my little sister does oil spill art projects. That's like code for therapy, right? I'm mad that my dad's hours got cut. I'm mad that I lost a whole summer of my life. I'm mad that there's even a need for an oil spill distress helpline. But there is. Look, me and my friends talk about it all the time, but for some of us, it's getting really hard to deal.
You can text TALK with us to 66746. It's private. That's TALK with us, 66746. Or call 800-985-5990. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Message and data rates may apply.
It could have been worse. Come on. Would someone just tell me when it's going to get better?
Let's start that over again.